Hare Krishna. So I'd like to take blessings from Mother Kulangana and other senior devotees here before I continue discussing our lecture series on the lessons from life of Shripad Madhavendra Puri. So far we have discussed, just as a recap of the last two classes, we have discussed how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on his way to Jagannath Puri, came to Remuna and took darshan of the deity of Gopinath. He stayed there for the Mahaprasad of Gopinath. And although Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had never been to that place and had never seen the deity of Gopinath, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated the deity of Gopinath very much. And the way he came to know about this deity and the glory of the deity was, he had heard about this deity from his spiritual master Ishwara Puri. So the first lesson we had learnt from the story was that when we hear about the Lord or when we hear about the devotee, it opens our eyes to the glory of the Lord and to the glory of the devotee. Otherwise we will take the deity and the devotee both as ordinary. Simply seeing the deity and the devotee with the eyes, we might see the apparent faults and have a mistaken idea about them. Therefore, the first lesson was hearing opens our eyes to the glory of the Lord and the glory of the devotee. The second lesson we learnt yesterday was how Madhavendra Puri had a dream. He had a dream in which Krishna came. First, Krishna had come as the little child and given him milk, and then he left. And while Madhavendra Puri was about to rest, he got a dream of Krishna. The same boy came in the dream and took him to a grove, saying, "I have been lying here in the deity form as Gopal for a very long time. Please pull me out of here. I want to come out of this place." So the second lesson we had learned yesterday was, what is the dream difference between a dream and a vision? A dream is an illusion. All of us get dreams because we sleep. Great devotees, they don't sleep. In their sleep also, they are conscious of Krishna. They've conquered the mode of ignorance. Such personalities get visions. These visions are realities. They're not some illusory concepts in the mind that I want to be big, I want to kill this man, I want to do this or do that. Not like that. So Madhavendra Puri, he got a dream, a vision rather, and Krishna told him, "Pull me out of this place." Krishna told Madhavendra Puri that I've come to this world primarily because of your love. It is simply your love that is bringing me out of this place to accept your service. But by the way, your love for me will benefit the world because everyone will get my darshan now. So the third lesson we learnt was the royal wedding between a devotee and Krishna. Right? If you remember, yesterday we had an elaborate discussion on the wedding between Sita and Ram, the royal wedding. And we had discussed how when a devotee loves Krishna, that devotee's love for Krishna benefits all. In this world, a man and a woman love each other, and it's hard even to benefit themselves or the people around them, what to speak of the whole world. And we had an elaborate discussion on that yesterday. Madhavendra Puri, he got up from his dream. He had seen Krishna face to face. Krishna had come to give him a pot of milk. And now he had seen Krishna in a dream. Guess what Madhavendra Puri's response was? Anyone, any of us, if we were to see Krishna in a dream, forget about seeing face to face. Even in a dream, if we were to see Krishna coming to us, we would probably start a blog spot saying myvisionofkrishna.com, you know, and spread it around the world saying, "See how I saw Krishna. Look what Krishna did for me. Krishna personally came to bring a pot of milk for me. Krishna personally appeared in my dream and said, 'You do this for me.'" This would be the response of most all of us. I remember once I was in Pune, and we were in the outskirts of Pune, and me and one brahmachari, both of us, because we are living in the outskirts for 3 or 4 days just in seclusion, we went on a hilltop to chant our rounds. And as we were walking there, One retired lieutenant general of the army, Indian army, was walking his dog there. So he came to us and he said, Jai Shri Krishna. We said, Jai Shri Krishna. He said, can I get mala? Can I get beads to chant? I said, okay, no problem, we'll give you. We don't have now. He said, you have now? See, or put your hand inside the bead bag and chanting. Many times people get bewildered, what is this? You know, devotees are very strange. You know, they don't do anything full. Everything is half. You know, except bhakti. Bhakti they try to do wholeheartedly. Externally everything is half. In the West they think, why they are putting bed sheets? You know, and even bed sheet is not like a normal bed sheet. One part hanging ahead and one part hanging behind. Very strange. They don't shave their head full. Something is hanging behind, ponytail. And they don't even put their hand fully in the bag. One finger is sticking out. One finger is sticking out. And many times people feel your hand is fractured or what. You know, is it in a cast like this you have when you chant? They feel it's a casting after your hand is fractured or something. This man said, you have your mala, na? You give that. I said, no, this is our mala our guru has given. We'll give you later. This man said, I'm a devotee of Krishna. And you know what happened to me this year during Janmashtami? I have such staunch faith in Krishna. I'm such a devotee of Krishna. You can't imagine what happened to me this year, Janmashtami. I said, please tell us, enlighten us what happened. He said, this year, Janmashtami, in the morning, at 6 o'clock, the doorbell rang in our house. And the doorbell rings every morning, 6 o'clock, because the milkman comes to give milk. So I went and I opened the door. And it was the milkman who had come to give milk. And suddenly the milkman changed into Krishna. Suddenly the milkman changed into Krishna. It wasn't, this is a true story, huh? You can ask Shikshashtakam Prabhu, he was with me. You know, he said, it wasn't that the milkman had come. Krishna came to give us milk. Krishna came to give me milk on the day of Janmashtami. Can you imagine what a success my Janmashtami was? Krishna personally came to give milk to me. And then he said, from then on, I have been telling every Krishna devotee this story. How Krishna came to give me milk. And now you please, when you go to different temples in your ISKCON, please tell this story to everyone that I saw Krishna, okay? You know, let everyone know I got darshan of Krishna. That would be the usual response. If someone sees Krishna, and I don't even think he did, you know, probably the day before he must have taken extra. In Indian army, liquor is very cheap. They get liquor at very cheap rates. So the night before he must have had 2 bottles extra, thinking tomorrow is Janmashtami, it is fasting. So I will do the feasting the night before, one day refraining. So the next day probably the hangover made him see some Krishna standing in front of him. What was the response of Madhavendra Puri? He had seen Krishna in a dream. Krishna had personally come to give him a pot of milk. Madhavendra Puri's response was, Shri Krishna ke dekhinu mui nari nu chinite. Shri Krishna ke dekhinu, I saw Krishna personally. He came to give me this pot of milk. I saw him personally. Nari nu chinite. But I didn't recognize him. I thought it was simply a child. I was feeling extremely charmed. My heart was touched and moved seeing the beauty of the child who came to give me that pot of milk. Shri Krishna ke dekhinu mui. I saw Krishna face to face. But nari nu chinite. I did not recognize him. If only I would have recognized that this is Krishna. What an opportunity to serve Krishna. He came personally, but I did not recognize. And I lost the opportunity. I lost the opportunity to serve Lord Krishna when he came straight in front of me. That was Madhavendra Puri's emotion. Regret. He was regretting. In his humility, he was regretting. He was not excited. I saw Krishna. I saw Krishna in a dream. Krishna has given me an order. Oh, Guru Maharaj gave only me that order, no one else. And let the world know that Guru Maharaj only told me I should do this. No, there was humility in his heart. He was regretting deeply that he had lost the opportunity to serve Krishna because he had not recognized that the child was Krishna. Thinking like this, he fell to the ground unconscious. You know? And therefore, this is the fourth lesson from this story. Regret. A devotee goes through regret. Whenever one loses an opportunity to serve, one goes through regret. Feeling regret for what one is not able to do in Krishna consciousness is a very good sign because it is purifying. Of course, we do not need to focus on it and become a mental case that I'm not able to do anything. I'm not able to do anything. Oh, I'm not able. We should get up and do something. You know. What to do? I can't do. You know, I'm a family man, a grihastha. I can't read the Srimad Bhagavatam. Regret. Many times devotees go through that, isn't it? I'm not able to read Srila Prabhupada's books. I'm not able to come for Mangala Arati daily. I'm not able to render enough service in the temple. I'm not able to do this. I'm not able to do this. I'm not able to do this. Not. And the mind simply becomes negative. Isn't it? We will see how Madhavendra Puri deals with it as well. He's not just going through regret. Chaitanya Charitamrita, as I said, is an amazing book. Incredible book. Every particular pastime here is so revealing. And it explains to us how we should deal with our emotions and our devotional service while we are practicing sadhana bhakti. Madhavendra Puri was going through tremendous regret in these days. No regret. You know, Kali Yuga means no regret. Absolutely no regret. People don't feel anything. Usually in Bombay, you know, if people do wrong, there's a usual way of saying, "To kya?" You know, that is how they'll respond. So, I did it. So, make a mistake, lose an opportunity, but absolutely no regret. People make mistakes, but there is no regret. Once one lady, she was cleaning the house. So she was cleaning the husband's table and the drawer. So when she opened the drawer to clean, she found 3 tennis balls and 1,000 pounds inside. So when she saw these 3 tennis balls and 1,000 pounds, she was wondering, my husband doesn't play tennis. Where are these tennis balls? And he doesn't keep money like this. How this 1,000 pounds came? So when the husband came in the evening, she asked him, what are these 3 tennis balls about? And this 1,000 pounds? So very simple, nothing much. Said, look, you know, every time I've cheated on you, I used to purchase one tennis ball and keep it in my drawer. The lady was besides herself in joy. She said, we've been married 30 years and only 3 tennis balls, been only 3 times you kind of did something, cheated me. That's not bad. That's not bad after all. She asked, but what is 1,000 pounds? He said, every time I collected 12 balls, I sold it for 1 pound. You know, but that is how I collected the 1,000 pounds. And that is 1,000 pounds lying in here. Kali Yuga is an age. If one does something wrong, makes a mistake, no regret in the heart. Madhavendra Puri, he felt great regret. Krishna came to me, I saw him, I had an opportunity to serve him. It's my mistake, I couldn't recognize him. Well, I feel I made a great mistake. You know what are the 6 most important words? I admit I made a mistake. 6 most important words in life. I admit I made a mistake. Most often, if not always, it's very difficult to accept that I didn't do something. Very difficult to accept that I made a mistake. But these are the 6 most important words. I made a mistake. I admit I made a mistake. What are the five most important words after that? I think you did a good job. Appreciating others. Thinking that, yes, did a good job. You know? What are the three most important words? If you please, I'll do this for you. What are the two most important words? Thank you. And what is the least important word? I. But in Kali Yuga, for most people to admit that they did something wrong, very, very difficult. Madhavendra Puri felt that he made a mistake. He had not recognized Krishna. Lost that opportunity to serve Krishna. He was regretting. Srila Prabhupada, even he never said that he saw Krishna, you know. One reporter came and said to Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, when did you first see God? Srila Prabhupada said, see God? Everyone can see God. Anyone can see God. There is a process to see God. I can teach you how to see God. The reporter thought Srila Prabhupada didn't understand well. So he rephrased this question and again asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, my question to you is, at what time in life did you see God first? Prabhupada said, seeing God? People are saying that they saw God, and what are they doing in life? And he kept kind of evading this question. Finally, the reporter was so irritated, he asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, my question is very simple. You. When did you first see God? And with great humility, Srila Prabhupada said, I saw God first when I was 4 years old. The only time Srila Prabhupada gave a reply like that, I saw Krishna first when I was 4 years old. You know? And a person who saw Krishna when he was 4 years old, what was his consciousness? His consciousness was that of regret. Srila Prabhupada's consciousness was that of regret that I am not able to serve my spiritual master enough. My spiritual master gave me an instruction, and Srila Prabhupada said, I could not listen to my spiritual master's words immediately. Even later he told his disciples, that was my regret. I should have heard him. I should have recognized that opportunity to serve him. But I couldn't recognize that opportunity then. Or rather, I was caught up in family life. I thought there were so many other priorities. I thought there were so many other things to do. I thought there were so many ways to serve Krishna. And my Guru Maharaj was telling me, you print books. My Guru Maharaj was telling me, you go to the Western world and preach. But I couldn't recognize. I couldn't do it. And Srila Prabhupada said, I postponed. I simply kept postponing my Guru Maharaj's order. He did it. And he did it in such a success. He did it in a way that not many could do. And what was the feeling till the end of his life? Regret. That I could not do it rightly. That is great devotee. After having done such an amazing service of establishing ISKCON, because of which all of us are sitting here, he is going through these feelings of regret. That I didn't serve my spiritual master the way he wanted. Prabhupada's life amazing, isn't it? In 1922 he met Srila Prabhupada. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. 11 years later, 1933, he got initiated. 11 years later, 1944, he started the Back to Godhead magazine. 11 years later, 1955, he established the League of Devotees. 11 years later, 1966, he registered ISKCON in New York. And 11 years later, 1977, he left this world to go back to the spiritual world. All in multiples of 11. All remarkable landmarks in Srila Prabhupada's lives were in multiples of 11, 22, 33, 44, 55, 66 and 77. And what an incredible service Srila Prabhupada did. But he felt regret that I postponed my order, spiritual master's order. And he said to the devotees, his disciples, he said, one may not be able to follow the order of the Guru immediately. Doesn't matter. But one should not reject it. One may postpone it for a while to get ready for it. But one should never reject the order of one's spiritual master. Parikshit Maharaj, he saw Krishna, didn't he? In the womb of his mother. How many of us have seen Krishna in the womb of our mothers? All of us. and we have forgotten. All of us saw Krishna, the first darshan of Krishna in the womb of our mothers, but we forgot, and there's no regret. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a song, Bhuliya Tomare Sansare Asiya Pe Nana Bidhavyatha. Oh Krishna, I have forgotten you and I have come to this world and I am going through so much suffering. Big song, long song, beautiful song. Parikshit Maharaj saw Krishna in his mother's womb, and when he came out, when Shukdev Goswami was talking about Bhagavatam, did he say, wait a minute, I have seen him, by the way, I'll correct you. Your description of Krishna is not absolutely right. Let me tell you, I had a direct audience with Krishna in the womb of my mother, and by the way, he saved me when I was struck by the Brahmastra. No public display that I saw Krishna. Neither did Madhavendra Puri display that, nor did Srila Prabhupada display that, nor did Parikshit Maharaj display that. And what was Shukadeva Goswami? Saw Krishna straight, not willing to come out of the womb of his mother. And none less than Krishna had to come all the way from Dwarka. Lord Krishna walked all the way from Dwarka to tell Shukadeva Goswami in the womb, come out, Baba. It's been 12 years now. Imagine a lady carrying the child for 12 years. My God. And the child was very big. Right. Said, come out. He said, I can't come out. I'm scared of Maya. I can't come out. Krishna personally promised him. What amazing, isn't it? Imagine Krishna personally promising us Maya won't do anything to you. Krishna personally promised him that Maya won't touch you. And he came out. First darshan Krishna. Look at the two personalities who are talking Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukadeva Goswami, who at this very birth saw Krishna because Krishna had come to call him out. And Parikshit Maharaj, who before birth saw Krishna in the womb, and both of them didn't mention a single word while they were discussing Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days. Did Parikshit say to Shukadeva Goswami, I saw Krishna in the womb? No. Did Shukadeva Goswami tell Parikshit Maharaj, you know what, you may have seen him, but that's nothing big. I was obstinate, I didn't want to come out. He came to convince me. You know who came to convince me? Krishna. Krishna came to convince me you come out. Can you imagine that? And these two personalities are sitting on the banks of the river Ganga and are having discussion for 7 days. Right. That is Krishna consciousness. Not feeling the elitist mentality that I am special. Why? Because I saw Krishna. Why? Because I am so beloved to my Guru Maharaj. Why? Because my spiritual master personally talks to me. Why? Because my spiritual master personally instructs me. There is no elitist mentality. There is regret in humility that I could not do enough. I could not take care of my services enough. I could not recognize these opportunities enough. Dhruva Maharaj is standing in front of Krishna, isn't it? Getting the darshan of Krishna. And what is he asking Krishna? He's asking Krishna, please give me the association of your devotees. It's incredible. Someone who is standing in front of Krishna is saying, I want the association of devotees. So what is more valuable? We have to judge. We can go through the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam and judge for ourselves all those devotees who come in front of Krishna. What are they asking for? They are asking for association of devotees. They are asking for service to devotees. And therefore, more valuable than Krishna's darshan, more valuable than the opportunity to serve Krishna, is the opportunity to be with his devotees and serve his devotees. Every morning we get darshan of devotees. Sometimes when we live with devotees, we take them so cheap, you know. We get up in the morning, turn our head, devotee. We turn our head this side, devotee. Look up, devotee. Why? Because we're standing down on the floor and up there is devotee standing. Look down, devotee in the basement. Right. Here, there, yato devotee, tato devotee, yato yato yami, tato devotee. Bahir devotee, ridaye devotee. You know, jai shri Radha Gokulanand ki jai, shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. Devotees everywhere. And if the devotees are living in the temple, in the ashram, even in the bathroom. In fact, in the bathroom, they are very upset. Come out quickly. It's yelling, howling, screaming from inside. Come out quickly. You know, limited facility of the bathrooms. Imagine the great fortune. What is Dhruva Maharaj asking? He has seen Krishna. And when he's seeing Krishna, he doesn't want to continue seeing Krishna. He says, I don't want to see you. I want the association of your devotees. Let me be surrounded by devotees all around and let my ears be flooded by Kathamrita Gana Mattaha, by your glories. We cannot imagine the incredible good fortune that all of us are blessed with. By Srila Prabhupada's grace, such amazing company of devotees. If only we recognize that opportunity. Madhavendra Puri is regretting that I was with Krishna, I saw Krishna, but I could not recognize it was Krishna, and I lost the opportunity to serve Krishna. If only we can recognize that here is Krishna, come in the form of his devotee. Not in the Mayavad sense that this is Krishna's avatar, but Krishna has sent this devotee. If only one can recognize that opportunity and take this service to Vaishnava so seriously. When Arjuna and Krishna were in the Khandav forest, the whole Khandav forest was burnt. There's a whole long story there. And Arjuna really had the whole Khandav forest burnt. Agni wanted to burn, so Agni burnt it. And Arjuna was protecting the Khandav forest. All the demons were rushing out, and there was a demon called Mayadanav. And as Mayadanav was rushing out of the forest, Khandav forest, because he was being burnt, Krishna was taking his Sudarshan Chakra to kill Mayadanav. Mayadanav came and fell at the feet of Arjuna. And he said, save me. As he fell at the feet of Arjuna, Arjuna said, no problem. He told Krishna, please, he's taken my shelter now. Spare him. Krishna said, no problem. Save him. When he got shelter of Arjuna, he got shelter of Krishna. And then he asked Krishna, I'm saved by you. What can I do for you? Please tell me. I want to serve you. Krishna said, I don't want anything from you. If you want to serve me, serve my devotee. Make this palace for him. And you know, he made this palace for him. That's where Duryodhan got bewildered, seeing all of that stuff. All the Maya Jal and all this kind of magical tricks, he got bewildered, Duryodhan there. And therefore, when one takes shelter of devotee, one gets shelter of Krishna. And when one gets shelter of Krishna, what does one get? Service to a devotee. As soon as we take shelter of a Vaishnava, he gives us shelter of Krishna. But when we go and take shelter of Krishna and pray to him, what does he give us? He gives us service to a devotee. Mayadana got service to Arjuna. And the only issue is, all opportunities to serve are here. We just have to recognize it and take it seriously. That is all. You know what? There is an O that a pessimist and an optimist, both of them see. Both of them see an O. Of course, pessimists and optimists, who is an optimist, they say? An optimist is a person who, he has a bird is flying over his head, and the bird passes, some feces, excreta on his head. And the man is such an optimist, he says, thank God, elephants don't fly. You know, imagine if elephants were flying, my God. Seems to be like looking at the good side of the story. Huh? Well, that's not just optimism. What is the difference between an optimist and a pessimist? Both see the alphabet O. One sees the alphabet O at the end of the word zero. Pessimist sees the O at the end of zero. Z-E-R-O. So he sees O, but for him it's the end of things. And for him, everything is zero. Whereas an optimist, even he sees O. But he sees O, the beginning of the word opportunity. He sees O, but in the beginning. And what does he see everything in life as? Opportunity. If only we can recognize. All around us, we are surrounded by incredible opportunities to serve devotees. And if we don't recognize it, we will regret. Kshanek karodhanakari, we will regret. Like Madhavendra Puri regretted, Krishna has come to me, but I didn't recognize him. I lost the opportunity to serve him. There was once a king, and on his birthday, the king decided that one prisoner who was held captive for 40 years, he wanted to release that prisoner as a birthday gift. But how would he be released? He would be released by putting a blindfold on his eye and the door to the prison would be open. It was a huge prison, big prison cell. The door would be open, but he would be blindfolded. So he has to go out, look for the door and go out. How would he look for it? So he decided, I must carefully put my hands around the wall, and if I go around the wall at a point of time, there'll be a hole. That is the door. Rush out. This man, putting his hands on the wall, slowly moved around. And as he was just reaching the door, suddenly a fly sat on his nose. He said, no, no. Too much. I can't. If I just take my hands off to drive the fly away, I might miss the door. So he kept tolerating for a while. And as he was just coming close to the door, it was just intolerant. He said, can't take it any longer. Enough is enough. And he just waved the fly away. And he missed the door. He had only 3 chances. The second time as he was going again, as he was proceeding towards the door, he got an itch. You know how itches are. My God, irresistible sometimes. You know. And in public forum, when sometimes you have to itch, my God, it's a little embarrassing, but at points of time, we just can't handle it. And then we kind of do. And people think, oh, he's doing some fashion, you know, moving his hair like this. Oh, you know, they feel, okay, he's itching. Irresistible. This man, as he was coming close to the door, is tolerating it. And this time it was the itch. First time it was the fly. Second time it was the itch. And he just couldn't resist it. Started itching. And missed the door. The third time it was a mosquito. First time it was a fly. Second time it was an itch. Third time it was a mosquito. In prison for the rest of his life. This material world is like a prison. Krishna is kind. He has opened the door. What is the doors to liberation? Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimuktes. Service to devotees opens the door, the Dwaram to liberation. Mahat Seva. Mahat Seva is service to great devotees. Dwaram Ahur Vimuktes. The doors to liberation are opened. Go out. Service to devotees opens that door. We can go out of material bondage. But the problem is, it's not as easy. There is always a mosquito. There is always a fly. There is always an itch that keeps us away from rendering that service. Keeps us distracted. And therefore, to remain focused and take the opportunity to serve devotees is so crucial and so very important. In Los Angeles, Rukmini Dwarkadish temple, New Dwarka, there was a pujari doing service to the deities regularly. Regularly doing. 5 years he was doing deity service. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, he used to surf. He was a surfer, you know, on the oceans. And one day while doing worshipping Rukmini Dwarkadish, this pujari thought, I'm missing. The mosquito sat on his nose. Irresistible urge, I want to surf. Surf? How can I surf? I'm a pujari. I'm supposed to be worshipping the deities. I can't handle it. I must go. I must go. I want to quit Krishna consciousness. Imagine, what a distraction. What a distraction from service. And what is it? Surfing. And all of us have a mosquito in our life. And each of us know what our mosquito is that distracts us. What is it that distracts us in our Krishna consciousness? What is it that when we are going around about to get the door, suddenly keeps us away from getting out of the door? This pujari decided to quit. He gave up. He left the temple. This is a real story. This devotee is still there in New Dwarka. He He left the temple. He went to another city where there was an ocean on the coast, west coast of course in America. He went there. The first thing he did is he pulled his kantimala off. Broke it off. Enough of all this. You know, it's like a noose of death. You know, I've been choking off my desires to serve. This noose of death to hang my material desires. Now let me hang my Krishna consciousness by pulling it off. He pulled it off, rubbed his tilak, stayed in a hotel for a few days to grow hair. And after his grew his hair up, no one would recognize him. He took a surfing board, purchased a fresh new surfing board, and said, "Wow, amazing. This was the moment I was looking for in life." Went on the ocean to surf after years. And as he was surfing, a massive shark started chasing him. You can ask this devotee. He was the one who told us this story. You know, so massive shark started chasing him straight. And he was thinking, what is this? For such a long time I have been surfing, I never saw a shark. For the first time I'm surfing and a shark is chasing me. So since he lived in the temple for 5 years worshipping the deities, he knew which button to press for protection. So he pressed the Narasimha button. All of us pressed that Narasimha button. Namaste Narasimhaya. The shark sped up. Started coming with greater speed. He thought, this button doesn't work. Samsara button. He started chanting Mangala Arati, Tulsi Arati, Narasimha Arati, Guru Puja. The whole morning program on the surfing board. But the shark was still chasing. And as the shark was chasing him, he prayed. Intensely prayed to Rukmini Dwarkadish. My dear Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I came here. I promise you, never do it again. Never in my life will I come to serve. Never will I give up your service. And the shark had come very close. And the shark realized it was Ekadashi. And the shark returned back, leaving this devotee for what he was. And he came back to the temple, and the temple president said, "Where have you been?" He said, no, I went to see my parents. And I just returned back after seeing my parents. This devotee was telling how much I regret that I made that decision and rejected that opportunity. But fortunately, Krishna saved me, opened my eyes, and now I can never make that mistake again. What an opportunity I have to serve the Lord. Srila Prabhupada, he met Mr. Sethi in Juhu recently, about last year. He passed away. Amazing person. He came from Pakistan to India. And while he was there at Juhu, once when he came to meet Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada asked him, first time when he met him, said, "So what do you do?" And Mr. Sethi said, "Oh, I go to the office in the morning. And I eat." Well, Prabhupada said, "Even pigs do that." My God, that's a very heavy statement to make to a person for the first time. But we made it with so much compassion. Mr. Sethi said, "So if I'm a pig, then what I should be doing?" He said, "You should chant Hare Krishna and be a devotee." He said, "But I don't have time and I don't have association." Srila Prabhupada called Giriraj Maharaj. He said, he says he doesn't have association. Every week go to his house and give him association. He said, every home you should take devotees and have a Sangha program in his house and give him association. And Mr. Sethi became such a devotee. Mr. Sethi at Hare Krishna Land Juhu would take a gun in his hand and go around. Can you imagine the early days of the Hare Krishna movement in Juhu? They wouldn't allow the devotees to take water in the morning from the taps. All these American devotees staying there. And Mr. Sethi would go in the morning with a gun in his hand with the neighbors and put it, they allow him to take water. And very novel way of serving devotees. Mahat Seva, very amazing way of doing Mahat Seva. Say, water, otherwise, gone. And Mr. Sethi said, "I don't care. If they don't allow, I'll shoot them. Even if I'm behind bars and even if I have to die for devotees, to serve devotees, I don't care." That was Sethi, Mr. Sethi, you know. And once when Mr. Sethi was very, very sick, he was in the hospital and Srila Prabhupada came to see him and there were tubes all around. Srila Prabhupada said, "Sethi, take all the tubes away."
Mr. Citizen, tubes away. Prabhupada, I will die. Prabhupada said, nothing will happen to you. I'm saying, remove all the tubes. His family argued, Prabhupada, he's on oxygen. He will die. Prabhupada said, I am assuring you, nothing will happen to him. Just take all the tubes off. They took all the tubes off. Prabhupada sat with Mr. Sethi for 5 hours and chanted Hare Krishna. Can you imagine that investment in trying to bring someone close to the lotus feet of Krishna? Can one imagine how many gallons of blood and how many feelings of the heart have to be given before someone can come be drawn to the lotus feet of the Lord? He sat there for 5 hours and chanted for Mr. Sethi. And nothing happened to Mr. Sethi. Absolutely nothing. He was well. And as he was walking back after being discharged to this place, Prabhupada came to see him. And he said to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I prayed to Krishna when I was in Pakistan. I wanted 3 things when I came to Bombay. I wanted 1 lakh rupees as a capital. I wanted business. And I wanted a good house. This is the only 3 things I wanted. And I prayed to Krishna intensely while I was in Pakistan, give me these 3 things. I will not lose a single opportunity to serve you. I will chant the name Hare Krishna mantra every day. I promised him in Pakistan. And when I came here to Bombay, he said it was stunning. I got a house immediately. I got 1 lakh rupees. And I got the deposit. I mean, I got a business. He said, and my deepest regret is, I didn't keep my word. I didn't keep my word. I had promised Krishna then that I would serve him. I didn't keep my word. And therefore I had to go through all this, Srila Prabhupada, dying like this, but you came to save me. Prabhupada said, okay, no problem. You didn't recognize that opportunity, now recognize this one. You didn't do it then, no problem. Now do it. Now do this. And how much Mr. Sethi fought, I mean, as much we speak about him is less to glorify him. How much he did to serve devotees. He regretted that he had not taken that opportunity seriously. And now, he took it very, very seriously. Served devotees like anything. And what did Srila Prabhupada say to him one day? Prabhupada said, Mr. Sethi, you have built all these rooms for the devotees, for my disciples. Krishna will build a room for you in Vaikuntha. And Mr. Sethi said, I am too fallen, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, you don't worry. You're fallen or what? But that is not the concern. I will request Krishna to build a room for you in Goloka Vrindavan in Vaikuntha. Oh, what a blessing. When Mr. Sethi left, no devotee had a single doubt in their mind that he went back to the spiritual world. With a special in-suite room for him. Of course, no need for an in-suite there. You know, what you eat is all transcendental. So there's no need for an in-suite stuff and all of that. You know, Mr. Sethi, he recognized that opportunity and became serious. You know what? While we are with devotees, we have this most amazing opportunity to open the doors to liberation. Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimuktes. Taking shelter of the holy name has given us the opportunity to serve Vaishnavas in the same way as taking shelter of Krishna, Mayadano got an opportunity to serve the Vaishnav Arjun. If only we recognize each and every single person sitting right next to us. Srila Prabhupada said that in one talk. He said, you do not know who is sitting here. In this temple room, you may not know who is sitting around next to you. And Prabhupada said, may someone, a great yogi, a great bhakta from a past life, because of some mistake, little mistake in the past, has come back again. And he doesn't express internally what he is. What was Jad Bharat internally? Externally a spaced out person. What was that Avadhut Brahman whom Prahlad saw lying in his own stool, not eating, just lying lazily, not doing anything, you know? What was Avanti Brahman? Creator, you see, and therefore, if only we take the devotees around us very seriously, and recognize this opportunity. The most amazing opportunity is Radha Gokulananda are blessing us with a chance to serve some devotee. If that is there in life, there cannot be a greater treasure than that. And if we lose it, all we can do is regret that I lost that opportunity. But that opportunity comes again and again and again, like an alarm clock. The alarm clock keeps ringing, isn't it? But the problem is now there is a snooze button. So Krishna keeps sending the alarm. Wake up, serve. But we snooze. Not now, later. A few days more. Again Krishna sends the alarm in form of a calamity. We snooze. Now things are all fine, no problem. I'll do it later. Again something keeps happening. Alarm keeps ringing, but we keep snoozing, postponing, procrastinating. And therefore, it's very important to know that opportunity is now here. Or opportunity is nowhere. The difference between now here and nowhere is just to arrange the alphabets in a certain way. It is here now. And if we can recognize it, incredible. Sometimes we have so many differences with devotees and we have misunderstandings with devotees, relationship conflicts with devotees. Life is too short. Life is too short. When life will end, we have no clue. When last breath will come, no clue. Nishvase nahi vishvasaha kada ruddho bhavishyati. Shvas means breathing. And nishvas means no breathing, death. Nishvase nahi vishvasa. Nice verse. Kada ruddho bhavishyati. We don't know when we will become from shvas, nishvas. We have no vishvas. When we will become nishvas. Life is too short to keep cribbing, complaining about this was done to me or that was done to me. Yes, there are differences. Yes, there are troubles. Yes, there are heartburns. Yes, there are misunderstandings. Yes, there are conflicts. We are human beings. While living together as human beings, that is but natural to happen. But it's very important to keep it aside with this in mind that Krishna is blessing us with a chance to do Mahat Seva. Once there were some porcupines. It was the cold, chilling winter of Chicago. And all of these porcupines, they were kind of together. All of them together. Because when you're together, it's very warm, isn't it? But then you know how porcupines are. They have this sharp, pokey quills. And as they were together, one porcupine said to the other, "Move a little bit. Your quill is poking me too much." The other porcupine said, "Oh, holier than thou, huh? And what about your quills? Your pokey quills are troubling me as well." So all of them decided, this is too much to handle these quills. They decided to move away. And as they moved away, my God, the minus 28 degrees Celsius winter was getting on to them. And most all of them were about to die. They had only two choices. To die or to be together and handle the little slight pokes and all of that stuff. They chose to handle the pokes. Everyone came together with a different perspective now. We need each other. We need the warmth of each other to save ourselves from the chilly winters of Chicago. Devotees are also like porcupines, aren't they? And a community of devotees coming together like porcupines. And each Vaishnava has his quills. Because he's not a pure devotee yet. Some pokey stuff is always there. Look at how he speaks. Look at how he thinks. Look at how he dresses up. Look at his tilak. It's like a highway. Going straight from the nostril to the shikha. Oh, can't stand this. Can't stand that. No end to it, you know, in life. No end to it. There's only two choices. Die in our Krishna consciousness in the chilly winters of the material energy. Or remain in the warmth of the association of each other with a few differences here and there, which can always be adjusted, you know, with the prime focus of Mahat Seva, you know. And therefore, Madhavendra Puri regretted. What was his regret? Krishna came, but I could not recognize that opportunity to serve him. And therefore, so is the regret of a devotee. Krishna comes in so many ways, shapes and forms to give us an opportunity to serve, primarily as devotees. There's a regret that I could not do enough. How did Madhavendra Puri deal with that regret? Is the verse that we are reading today. That was the background to this verse. You know, the verse that we are reading today is the way that Madhavendra Puri dealt with that regret in his heart. We always keep feeling regret. I couldn't do it. I didn't do this. I couldn't read. I couldn't serve. I couldn't do this. I couldn't. My God. Mind becomes filled with negativity. You know, like I always say, whether our blood group is A positive, A negative, O positive, the blood group of our mind should always be B positive. Isn't it? Our physical blood group may be A positive, A negative, doesn't matter. Our mind should always be B positive. How did Madhavendra Puri change his mind to positivity from that regret? And we are reading that. Kshane karodana kari. Kshane karodana kari. He didn't keep sitting there crying for the rest of his life. Kshaneka, just for a few moments he cried and wept and regretted. Regret is very good if it's for a few moments and if it can lead to some action. He wept. Kshaneka rodana kari. He cried. He wept. Kshaneka. But only for a while. And what did he do? Mane kaila adhir. He pacified himself. Agya palana lagi haila susthir. Susthir. He became peaceful and tranquil from his regret by one thing. Agya palana lagi. Agya palana is, he started thinking about what Gopal had ordered me in the dream. I can keep crying, Gopal came in the dream, he told me to pull me out, he came to give me a pot of milk, I could not recognize him. If only I would have recognized him, I would have served him. If only I would have known him, I would have wept tears of joy and fallen at his lotus feet. If only I would have known that is Krishna, I would have glorified him. If only I would have known it was Krishna, I would have composed Sanskrit prayers for him. If only, if only, if only, if we simply talk about if, the best we can get is Cardiff. And nowhere else. If, and I think a lot of us go through that. If only I could have taken it seriously. That devotee had told me, don't do this. If only I would have taken his words seriously. That chance came to me to render that service to the deities. I rejected it because I was busy with my work. If only I could have done it then. Madhavendra Puri did not live in the world of if only. That regret was there. For a few moments. Kshane karodana kari mane kaila dhir. And then his mind was focused on what? Agya palana lagi. How should I now execute the orders of Gopal? What is gone is history. No problem. Let me live in the present. Isn't it? Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is mystery. Today is the gift that God has given us. And therefore it is called present. Isn't it? Today is present. We are in the present tense. It's a present that God has given us. Krishna has given us the present of present. And therefore he has regrets of the past. I didn't do this. If only I could have done this. If only I would have done this. If only this. If only this. If only this. And I miss the present. And worries about the future. How will I plan this? In the future, I'll save this much money. After this much money is saved, then I will retire. When I am retired, then I can do seva. Worries. Worry is like a rocking chair. It keeps us going. Takes us nowhere. The mind keeps going in worry. The most sacred moment is now. That's Madhavendra Puri. Living in the power of now. There was this very famous book called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Some of you probably heard about it. Right. Trying to be in the present moment. Not being carried away by the lamentation and the regrets of the past. It's good to regret. But to do some action. Agya palana. and not being too much bogged down by the worries of the future. You know where Jesus was crucified? Jesus was crucified in the middle of two thieves. To give him that status, he calls himself the King of the Jews. He calls himself the Messiah. He calls himself the Son of God. Let us see how big a king he is. Look at the dignity he has now. Crucified between two thieves. And Jesus is the divine Son of God. Jesus represents the present. The present moment is divine. Divine to take some action in Krishna consciousness. And what are the two thieves? The two thieves are past and future worry. Past lamentation and future worries. Our past lamentation is a time thief. It'll take our present away. And our future worries is a time thief. It'll take our present away to do something now. There is no good old days in Krishna consciousness. It's all now, here, now. And it's very, very crucial and important that we recognize this. And therefore, Madhavendra Puri did not simply keep thinking about, hey, if only. Oh, kshane karo dana kari. Simply keep crying, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. No. And he wasn't worried. How will I get all the money? He has told me now I have to build a temple. Gopal has told me I have to offer all these things. He has told me I should establish deity worship. Am I all going to do all of that stuff? He didn't have any of that worry. All he thought is, Agya palana lagi. What should I do now to serve the orders of Gopal? Therefore, when the mind is disturbed, agitated, because of having lost so many opportunities in Krishna consciousness, so many regrets of past misdoings, so many regrets of having rejected so many offers that Krishna sent us, it can all be dealt with very effectively if we just change our mind, our mindset. And what is our mindset? Agya palana lagi. Focusing on fulfilling the orders of Guru. The more the mind is focused on the orders of the spiritual master, the more the mind is focused on the orders of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, and the more one is thinking of how to implement in one's life, one can deal with one's regrets very effectively. Otherwise, the mind is taking us for a toss. Just taking us for a toss, like a ping pong ball between the past and the future. Like a ping pong ball being just passed on from one player to the other. One player is past, the other player is future, and we become the ball being tossed between past and future. Past and future. Past and future. The present is meant for Agya Palana Lagi. And as soon as this Agya Palana is there, what happens? Susthira. Asthira means agitated, disturbed. I once read on a t-shirt in Bombay. T-shirts are very funny. They have all these slogans in Bombay. One slogan was, I was an atheist till I realized I was God. Another t-shirt, there was a slogan, college boy. He was in the college and on the t-shirt it was written, 99% of the girls in this world are beautiful. The rest 1% are in my college. He was wearing the t-shirt while he went to college. You know. And on one t-shirt I read, it was written, do not disturb. Already disturbed. It was the thing written below. Already disturbed. There are enough things to disturb our minds. Regrets, past misdoings, difficulties. Asthira. How to become susthira? Pacified, tranquil, undisturbed. Agya palana lagi. The more the mind is oriented towards following the orders of the Lord, the parampara, Srila Prabhupada and the spiritual master, the mind becomes pacified. Arjun, how much his mind was disturbed when he was on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. As soon as he heard from Krishna and decided, I want to do what you say, Krishna. Nashto moho smritir labdhva tvat prasadat mayachyuta stitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. I will now do what you said. I will do what you say, Krishna. Your wish, your order is my command. Tell me, what should I do? Immediately became pacified. Susthira. Vyasadev, so disturbed in his mind, compiled all the Vedic literatures, but so disturbed in his mind, not satisfied, He thought, I am not satisfied, this with glorified Krishna enough, therefore I am disturbed and not satisfied, not peaceful. What should I do? Narad Muni came there, said, now compile a book exclusively glorifying Krishna. And at that point of time, Vyasdev compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam, Agya Palan. As soon as he heard the order of Narad Muni, peaceful, satisfied, Madhavendra Puri dealt with his regret based on this one thing, simply one, and that is, how can I now in the present execute the orders of Shri Gopal, who came in my dream and told me, pull me out of this place, install me on the Govardhan Hill and worship me. Things changed. Therefore, this principle of obedience, agya palan, is so crucial. Anyone who is obedient to Guru, Vaishnavas, and trying to follow the orders, has a very peaceful mind. Lord Ramchandra, when he decided to go for Vanvas, why did he decide to go for Vanvas? 5 reasons. He did not argue. For 5 reasons, Lord Ram decided, okay, I must immediately go. First, all the residents of Ayodhya, when they heard that Lord Ram was to be coronated as the king the next day, they were thinking, he's only 16 years old, such a tender boy, right? He's just married, and look at Dashrath, how hard-hearted, you know. He's giving him the responsibility of a king immediately. Let him enjoy for a while, no? Let him enjoy for a while, young lad. He can't even bear the burden of the crown on his head yet. What will he be the king? And Lord Ram thought, they are all my devotees. It's their desire that I should spend time with Sita. Just married. Okay. That is why I shall leave for Vanvas. The second reason why he left for Vanvas is because Lord Ram wanted to fulfill Sita's desire. Sita was feeling in her heart, hey, I came from Vaikunth Ayodhya all the way here, thinking that we'll spend some time together in solitude. After marriage, I never got to see you much. And forget about honeymoon. We didn't even go for a honeymoon. So Ram said, okay, no problem. 14 years honeymoon, very long. It's postponed for a while, no problem. But absolute solitude. Sita, Ram together. Okay, we'll go together. Took to Vanvas immediately. The third reason why he took to Vanvas is to show that life can never be steady in the material world. Today things are going fine, and suddenly the flip-flop side comes. Things change overnight. Overnight, Ram was to be the king. Overnight, things changed. Ram wanted to show this material world is full of reversals, full of troubles. And therefore he said, okay, no problem, I'll go to Vanvas, let things change. The fourth thing was, he was excited. It's my mission now. I came to this world to kill Ravan and all the other demons. Unless I go to Vanvas to the forest, how will I kill them? Good time. Right time to leave. And the fifth reason, the acharyas explain, is very important. Of course, each reason, these 5 reasons are a 1-hour lecture. I'm just fast forwarding it. You know, all of these 5 is a 1-hour talk in itself. The last reason was, Agya Palana Lagi, to simply be obedient to Dasharatha Maharaj. To establish the culture of obedience to superiors. Lord Ramchandra wanted to establish for the rest of eternity the culture of obedience and submission to superiors. Therefore he decided. Dasharatha said, your wish, your order is my command. Not a second thought in his mind. Left. Left. And Srila Prabhupada explains, the relation between Guru and a disciple is the relationship between the father and the son. And therefore, more we start orienting our minds towards how can we serve the orders that are given to us by our superiors, the more the mind will become peaceful. The regrets that we have will not torture us the way they used to before. The worries that we have for our future will not torture us as they used to before, because we are learning now how to live in the present moment. And therefore, if we see Srila Prabhupada's case, he was regretting that I postponed the order of my Guru. But he didn't keep regretting sitting, oh, I didn't do what my Guru Maharaj said, he was saying print books for 25, 40 years, I couldn't do anything. He didn't keep crying. He was working hard to get that ticket on Jaladuta. And when he got that ticket on Jaladuta, two massive heart attacks. He could have returned back and no one would have said a word after two heart attacks. Who can say? After all, Swamiji is great, so at least he tried, you know. He went. And all his mind was focused on was Agya Palana Lagi. How can I fulfill the orders of my Guru? Srila Prabhupada initiated one devotee, and this devotee wrote to Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, I read in your books there are three siddhas, Nitya Siddha, Kripa Siddha, Sadhana Siddha. I am not a Nitya Siddha, Prabhupada, from the eternal, liberated soul from spiritual world. And Sadhana Siddha, my sadhana is very weak. How will I become perfect by sadhana? But your Kripa, your mercy can make me Siddha, Prabhupada. Give me your Kripa." Prabhupada gave him the beads. He said, "Okay, so your new name will be Guru Kripa Das. You have requested me for my Kripa to become a Kripa Siddha. Take it. Take my Kripa. Become Guru Kripa Das." And then Guru Kripa Prabhu tells the story how he was trying to preach in Japan and in Hong Kong. And while he was trying to preach in Japan, he was saying, "Oh my God, no one would come. 4 hours they were out on the streets doing Harinam. And the only people who would come to them were some tourists from the US asking directions where to go. Or some half-cranky Japanese who were trying to learn English. No one else came to them." And he was so frustrated. So frustrated. He quit Japan. He quit Hong Kong and came back. Srila Prabhupada said, "Guru Kripa, why did you leave Japan and Hong Kong?" Guru Kripa Prabhu said, "Prabhupada, no one cares a fig for what we are there. No one is concerned about us." Prabhupada said, "You don't worry. You just go there. You open an office and sit there in the office chanting all day long. Simply chant on your beads all day long. And things will happen. You go there." And Guru Kripa Prabhu said, "My mind used to be disturbed, agitated, asthira. Nothing is happening." He said, "I went to Japan and Hong Kong." He said, "I opened an office. And I sat there. I didn't know what I was doing. I had no clue how it was going to work. I knew only one thing. Agya Palan. So I just sat there chanting, following the words of Srila Prabhupada, the orders of Srila Prabhupada. And what was the result?" He said, "Like the Chernobyl disaster. The Chernobyl disaster, in one place, some toxic waste from the nuclear reactor, and miles around it was affected. Japan nuclear reactor. In the negative sense." He said, "I was sitting there, and in the positive sense, Prabhupada's empowerment made the holy name spread in Japan and in Hong Kong. And so many devotees came there. So many devotees came. And now we have yatras in Tokyo, so many places, amazing devotees there in Japan and Hong Kong." How? Agya Palana Lagi. His mind was pacified absolutely by focusing on the orders of the Guru. To conclude, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one day he called all his sannyasis and brahmacharis and he said, "I want to start a center, Gaudiya Math, in Darjeeling, India. So you should all go. Who will volunteer?" They knew there was nothing there. Darjeeling was austere. Wasn't easy to start anything there. No one raised their hands. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur waited. No one raised their hands. He said, "Okay, no problem. Tomorrow morning when I get up, the first person I see will go to Darjeeling." And no one wanted to go. The next morning, till 9 o'clock in the morning, no one came in for the morning program. No one came for the morning program. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur realized, this man, they're not going to come. And at 10 o'clock, he hadn't even taken breakfast. No one came to give breakfast to Guru Maharaj. Because Guru Maharaj will look and the first person he looks, we have to go to Darjeeling. You know. So then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was sitting in his room saying, "No one has come, I have not taken prasad." And a postman came to deliver letters. And all the sannyasis got together and said, "You go and give the mail to Prabhupada straight." So the postman was thinking, every day they tell me that Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is busy, they don't allow me to go in. Today they are allowing me to go in, dal mein kuch kala hai. Something is wrong here, you know. Something is gadbad here. So then He asked one very close friend. He was also a devotee, the postman. So he said, what happened? He said, Bhaktisiddhanta Suresh Thakur said, whoever he sees in the morning today, first, has to go to Darjeeling to start the Gaudiya. The postman also said, I am not going in. I have a wife and family. I cannot go in. And then finally, all sannyasis got together and convinced one brahmachari. Said, see, you are a brahmachari, you have to follow our orders, right? We are higher in we are higher in Varanashram, you should follow what we are saying to you. Plus, you are such a nice devotee. You have such incredible service attitude. I think Guru Maharaj will be very pleased. And he has not taken breakfast. Do you want him to go hungry? And what about you? You want him to go hungry like this? Said, no. So finally they convinced him. Okay, I'll go to Darjeeling. No problem. I'll go first. So he took a plate of breakfast in the room of Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And he gave the breakfast to Prabhupada. Offered his obeisances to Prabhupada. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur honored the breakfast prasadam. And he said, what a disciple are you. Incredibly amazing. All you think is about Agya Palan. How to obey the commands of your superiors, how to obey the commands of your guru. Therefore, you qualify to stay with me. You are the one who will stay with me here. And we will see who goes to Darjeeling. That will leave it to me to decide who goes to Darjeeling. And therefore, Madhavendra Puri lamented for a while. Kshane karodana kari mana kaila dhir agya palana lagi hoila susthir. He regretted that he had lost that opportunity. But there are so many opportunities. The order of Gopal was there in the present. It was important not to regret what had gone. It was important not to think of how to build the temple. It was important to first pull him out of the groves. And therefore Madhavendra Puri decided to do that. And therefore, the first five lessons we have learned till next week, just as a cliffhanger, the first five lessons we have learned is, hearing opens our eyes to see Krishna and his devotees in proper perspective. The second lesson we learned was the difference between a dream and the material platform and a vision on the spiritual platform. The third lesson we learned was that the love affair between Radha and Krishna is a benevolent love affair. When a devotee loves Krishna, it's not a selfish love affair. It benefits the whole world. Madhavendra Puri was loving Krishna, and the whole world is benefited because Srinath ji came and everyone can take his darshan now. The fourth lesson that we learned today is that a devotee who is very sincere regrets. What is his regret? That I lost an opportunity to serve. Madhavendra Puri was regretting. He saw Krishna, but he regretted I didn't recognize him. So we all have opportunity to serve devotees, Mahat Seva. We must recognize that opportunity. And many opportunities have gone now. They've all gone. It's all the past, dead and gone. But that regret is good. What should that regret do? That regret should help us not to snooze. Not to snooze the opportunities that are coming now. And how to deal with that regret? That is the fifth lesson we learned, how to deal with regret. Madhavendra Puri wept for a while. Kshane karodhana kari mane kaila dhir agya palana lagi hoila susthir. His mind became tranquil and pacified because now when he was living not in the past, not in the future, he was living in the present moment. The opportunity to serve Gopal is now here or it is nowhere. And therefore he decided, let me bring all the Brajabasis together and let me go to rescue Gopal from the groves near the Govardhan Hill. Next Friday, Saturday and Sunday, we will continue our series, our lessons from Madhavendra Puri. And next Friday we will hear, when Madhavendra Puri enters into the groves, what happens there? If you want to know what happens there when he reaches into the groves near the Govardhan Hill, stay with us till the next week. And we will meet again on next Friday, if all of you are here still, for the class to discuss how the story progresses further. I wish to thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare Bol. Hare Krishna.